USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Gas prices rose 7 cents over the last couple of weeks to a new national average of $3.67 per gallon. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, says the rise has been driven by a hike in crude oil prices and the more expensive summer blend of gas designed to reduce smog, which is now at the pumps. However, she adds that the cost is expected to go up even further.
We may well see somewhere between 7 to 10 cents or maybe up to 20 cents per gallon hike at the pump, depending on how frightened the world becomes that Iran will produce a new retaliation upon Israel, this time within Israel's boundaries.
The CDC is issuing a health alert after a farm worker from Texas tested positive for bird flu. The agency saying the patient who tested positive after developing conjunctivitis has received antiviral treatment and is recovering. This marks the second person in the United States to test positive for bird flu. Although the CDC says the current risk to the public remains low, those with recreational activities or jobs that could expose them to infected animals are advised to take precautions. For the first time since 2017, the United States will be experiencing a solar eclipse Monday. Astrophysicist Jedediah Isler telling ABC's This Week that eclipse glasses are a non-negotiable for those wishing to experience a phenomenon.
Here in D.C., we'll get an 89% eclipse. That means there's no time when it's safe to not have on your glasses, right? So you want to use eclipse glasses. You want to make sure they're ISO certified so that they're actually protecting your eyes.
The House and Senate are in session on Monday in what looks to be a very busy week on Capitol Hill. This is USA News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Voters are continuing to express dissatisfaction with both presidential candidates in the upcoming election, leading them to look deeper into who will address their concerns the most. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance tells Fox News Sunday Morning Futures what he believes the two major issues are among voters.
On one hand, they can't afford to get by in this economy and with this administration. On the other hand, they don't feel safe in their own communities.
Regarding immigration, former President Donald Trump says he will deport anyone in the country illegally. Meanwhile, President Biden plans to take measures to provide more tax breaks for the middle class amid rising inflation. Inflation is causing another store to close. USA's Laura Winters has the details.
The popular West Coast-based 99-cent-only store closing all 371 of its locations due to inflation and rampant theft. The store is operating in 4 states, California, Nevada, Texas, and Arizona. Liquidation sales ongoing. Some 1,400 employees will now have to find other jobs.
UConn is on the verge of back-to-back NCAA men's basketball championships. The Huskies blowing out Alabama's 86-72 in the Final Four game from State Farm Stadium in Glendale. UConn takes on Purdue in the title game Monday night. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.